Avi Davis on the line, the president of the American Freedom Alliance. You know, 800 years ago, in June of the year 1215, came the Magna Carta, which really is the foundation of all Western civilization. Avi's here to give us a little history lesson. Avi, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be back with you.
Glad to have you. So, you know, a lot of, I mean, we've heard the Magna Carta. We have, you know, people have heard about it. We've studied it here and there, but give us a little refresher history course of what it is and why it is so significant to us sitting in America today.
Well, the charter signed by King John at Runnymede in England this time 800 years ago was really a statement, one of the first in Western history, of a monarch being fettered or being controlled and limited in the exercise of his power. The statement of the barons at Runnymede in 1215 was that the king was not able to exercise tyrannical rule over his subjects. He was subject to the law, to the rule of law. And this was revolutionary. It was not the first time it had happened, but it was the first time that it had actually been codified and set down on paper. It was a contract, essentially, between the king and his subjects. And that set in motion the entire course of Western history thereafter, at least of English-speaking peoples.
Yes,
and gave rise to the English Bill of Rights in 1689, the English Constitution, and then our own Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution in 1788. All of them harken back to the Magna Carta and draw upon it for inspiration.
Right. King John, very unpopular at that time. And some would say, you know, looking at the history, it was a deal between 20 or 25 barons and the king because they were at odds with each other about payments and taxes and things of that nature. But it might be the first deal between big government and big business. I mean, looking at it in through the lens of history.
Well, that's certainly an interpretation that liberal revisionists would like to cast upon the agreement. But in fact, if you do read the Magna Carta, Dave, you see a lot of things that, you know, you might find trivial to 21st century eyes. Things like setting fish traps in the Thames and foresters' rights and logging rights in the king's forest. These things seem to be irrelevant. What is relevant, though, is that you find elements of things that we take for granted today: due process, equality before the law, habeas corpus, the rights of women, things that are fundamental to development of Western civilization appear for the first time in written form in the Magna Carta. And this is what, and the Magna Carta itself, of course, was repudiated by King John only a few months later. However, his son Henry III and many subsequent kings all reissued the Magna Carta, and it became part of English law at the end of the 13th century. And thereafter became an inspiration for the attempts to reduce the power of the king, particularly during the English Civil War of the 17th century, in which Magna Carta was constantly used as a rallying cry for those who opposed the tyranny of the king. So it is a glorious document and something that we really should be elevating as the foundation of our own civilization.
You know, it makes me wonder, though, Avi, you know, how many people actually teach history anymore. Because, you know, in recent days, I've seen history texts that don't even include the likes of Ben Franklin or Martin Luther King when talking about American history. You know, so the Magna Carta, can you imagine how hard it would be to get that into U.S. Classrooms when it comes to basic education?
Well, it is very difficult, of course. You know, and that's one of the reasons we ran a big international conference here in Los Angeles on this very subject on the 800th anniversary. And at the end of it, we came out with a declaration where all the speakers, including the former Prime Minister of Australia, John Howard, the former President of the Czech Republic, Václav Klaus, Daniel Hannan, a member for the European Parliament, all came out in support of this idea that we believe that it is being poorly taught in our schools, that it is not given significant attention, that the foundations of our civilization are absolutely crucial are absolutely crucial learning tools for our children. And we haven't, we're not doing enough, and we insist that this be part of our curricula for our schools, both at high school and university, so that students emerge with an understanding not just of the Magna Carta, but the arduous struggle over 800 years that our ancestors have gone through in order to obtain the liberties that we enjoy today.
To obtain the fact that we have God-given inalienable rights that are not gifted by government, but gifted by a higher power or our creators.
We have natural rights.
Exactly.
These are natural rights. These are rights ingrained in nature, and those that we claim not on the basis of the Magna Carta at all, but because they are rights that we have from birth.
And, that's right.
No matter where we live, and they're universal rights. Human rights.
Avi Davis, always a great conversation. I greatly appreciate it. The president of the American Freedom Alliance. Have a terrific Wednesday, my friend.
Thank you so much, Steve. Good to be back with you.